This is my fifth audio boo about cryptids. Some have also contained claw marks, making it likely that the portion coming from known animals such as bears have at least 5 toes and claws. Some proponents have claimed that Bigfoot is omnivorous and mainly nocturnal. I want to know where they got that idea that Bigfoot is nocturnal. Various local legends are compiled by J.W. Burns in a series of Canadian newspaper articles in 1920s. Each language had its own name for the local versions. Many names meant something along the lines of wild man or hairy man, although other names describe common actions it was said to perform. About a third of all the reports of Bigfoot sightings are concentrated in the Pacific Northwest, with most of the remaining reports spread around the rest of North America. Some Bigfoot advocates have been, such as John Wilson Green, have postulated that Bigfoot is a worldwide phenomenon. The most notable reports include 1924 prospect Albert Ostman claimed to have been abducted by Sasquatch and held captive by the creature in British Columbia, 1924. Fred Beck claimed that he and his 4 other miners have been attacked one night in July 1924 by several ape men throwing rocks at their cabin in the area later called Ape Canyon, Washington. Peck said the miners shot and possibly killed at least one of the creatures, precipitating an attack on their cabin during the creatures bombarding the cabin with rocks and tried to break in. The supposedly incident was widely reported at the time. Beck wrote a book about the event in 1967, in which he argued that the creature was a mystical being from other dimensions, claiming that he had experienced psychic premonitions and visions his entire life, of which the ape men were only one component. Speleologist William Halley argued in 1983, and the story arose from the incident that which hikers were nearby camp that had thrown rocks in the canyon. There were also local rumors that pranksters harassed the men and planted fake footprints. In 1941, Jenny and Chapman and her children said they had escaped their home from a 7.5 feet tall Sasquatch approaching their residence in Ruby Creek, British Columbia. Read my sixth audio boom.